Chapter 10, Text 14, Purport Continued. When the Parampara system was lost, Arjuna was selected to rejuvenate it. The acceptance by Arjuna of all that Krishna says should be emulated. Then we can understand the essence of Bhagavad Gita, and then only can we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 15.
Swayam evatmanatmanam vittatvam purushottamo bhuta bhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpate.
Indeed, you alone know yourself by your own internal potency, O Supreme Person, origin of all, Lord of all beings, God of gods, Lord of the universe. Purport. The Supreme Lord, Krishna, can be known by persons who are in a relationship with him through the discharge of devotional service, like Arjuna and his followers. Persons of demonic or atheistic mentality cannot know Krishna. Mental speculation that leads one away from the Supreme Lord is a serious sin, and one who does not know Krishna should not try to comment on Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the statement of Krishna, and since it is the science of Krishna, it should be understood from Krishna as Arjuna understood it. It should not be received from atheistic persons. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1:2-11, Padantita tattva vidas tattvam jagyanam advayam brahmeti padamatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. The Supreme Truth is realized in three aspects: as impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and at last as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So at the last stage of understanding the Absolute Truth, one comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A common man or even a liberated man who has realized impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma may not understand God's personality. Such men, therefore, may endeavor to understand the Supreme Person from the verses of Bhagavad Gita, which are being spoken by this person, Krishna. Sometimes the impersonalists accept Krishna as Bhagavan, or they accept his authority. Yet many liberated persons cannot understand Krishna as Purushottama, the Supreme Person. Therefore, Arjuna addresses him as Purushottama. Yet one still may not understand that Krishna is the father of all living entities. Therefore, Arjuna addresses him as Bhuta Bhavana. And if one comes to know him as the father of all the living entities, still one may not know him as the Supreme Controller. Therefore, he is addressed here as Bhutesha, the Supreme Controller of everyone. And even if one knows Krishna as the Supreme Controller of all living entities, still one may not know that he is the origin of all the demigods. Therefore, he is addressed herein as Devadeva, the worshipful god of all demigods. And even if one knows him as the worshipful god of all demigods, one may not know that he is the Supreme Proprietor of everything. Therefore, he is addressed as Jagatpati. Thus, the truth about Krishna is established in this verse by the realization of Arjuna, and we should follow in the footsteps of Arjuna to understand Krishna as he is. Text 16.
Vaktamahasya sheshena divyayatma vibhutayaha yabir vibhuti bir lokan imangstvam vyapatishtasi.
Please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade all these worlds.
Purport.
In this verse, it appears that Arjuna is already satisfied with his understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. By Krishna's grace, Arjuna has personal experience, intelligence, and knowledge, and whatever else a person may have through all these agencies, and he has understood Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For him there is no doubt, yet he is asking Krishna to explain his all-pervading nature. People in general, and the impersonalists in particular, concern themselves mainly with the all-pervading nature of the Supreme. So Arjuna is asking Krishna how he exists in his all-pervading aspect through his different energies. One should know that this is being asked by Arjuna on behalf of the common people. Text 17.
Akatam vidyam aham yogim tvam sada parichintayan keshu keshu chambhaveshu chintosi bhagavan maya.
O Krishna, O supreme mystic, how shall I constantly think of you, and how shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered, O Supreme Personality of Godhead? Purport. As it is stated in the previous chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is covered by his yoga maya. Only surrendered souls and devotees can see him. Now Arjuna is convinced that his friend, Krishna, is the Supreme Godhead, but he wants to know the general process by which the all-pervading Lord can be understood by the common man. Common men, including the demons and atheists, cannot know Krishna because he is guarded by his yogamaya energy. Again, these questions are asked by Arjuna for their benefit. The superior devotee is concerned not only for his own understanding but for the understanding of all mankind. So Arjuna, out of his mercy, because he is a Vaishnav, a devotee, is opening for the common man the understanding of the all-pervasiveness of the Supreme Lord. He addresses Krishna specifically as Yogin, because Sri Krishna is the master of the yoga maya energy, by which he is covered and uncovered to the common man. The common man who has no love for Krishna cannot always think of Krishna, therefore he has to think materially. Arjuna is considering the mode of thinking of the materialistic persons of this world. The words keshu, keshu, cha bhaveshu refer to material nature. The word bhava means physical things. Because materialists cannot understand Krishna spiritually, they are advised to concentrate the mind on physical things and try to see how Krishna is manifested by physical representations.
Text 18. Vistare natmano yogam vibhutim cha janardana bhuya kataya triptihi shindato nasti memritam.
O Janardan, again please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I am never satiated in hearing about you, for the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words.
Purport.
A similar statement was made to Suta Goswami by the rishis of Naimasharanya, headed by Shonaka. That statement is,
Vayam tu navatripyamaho uttama shloka vikrame yachinvatam rasagyanam swadu swadu pade pade.
One can never be satiated even though one continuously hears the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, who is glorified by excellent prayers. Those who have entered into a transcendental relationship with Krishna relish at every step the descriptions of the pastimes of the Lord.
Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.19.
Thus Arjuna is interested in hearing about Krishna, and specifically how he remains as the all-pervading Supreme Lord. Now, as far as Amritam, nectar, is concerned, any narration or statement concerning Krishna is just like nectar. And this nectar can be perceived by practical experience. Modern stories, fiction, and histories are different from the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, in that one will tire of hearing mundane stories, but one never tires of hearing about Krishna. It is for this reason only that the history of the whole universe is replete with references to the pastimes of the incarnations of Godhead. The Puranas are histories of bygone ages that relate the pastimes of the various incarnations of the Lord. In this way, the reading matter remains forever fresh, despite repeated readings.
Text 19. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Hantate Katayishyami Divya Yatma Vibhutayaha Pradhanita Kuru Shrestha Nastyanto Vistarasyame.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Yes, I will tell you of my splendorous manifestations, but only of those which are prominent, O Arjuna, for my opulence is limitless."
Purport.
It is not possible to comprehend the greatness of Krishna and his opulences.
the senses of the individual soul are limited and do not permit him to understand the totality of Krishna's affairs. Still, the devotees try to understand Krishna, but not on the principle that they will be able to understand Krishna fully at any specific time or in any state of life. Rather, the very topics of Krishna are so relishable that they appear to the devotees as nectar. Thus, the devotees enjoy them. In discussing Krishna's opulences and his diverse energies, the pure devotees take transcendental pleasure. Therefore, they want to hear and discuss them. Krishna knows that living entities do not understand the extent of his opulences. He therefore agrees to state only the principal manifestations of his different energies. The word pradhanyata, principle, is very important because we can understand only a few of the principal details of the Supreme Lord, for his features are unlimited. It is not possible to understand them all. And the word vibhuti, as used in this verse, refers to the opulences by which he controls the whole manifestation. In the Amarakosh dictionary, it is stated that vibhuti indicates an exceptional opulence. The impersonalist or pantheist cannot understand the exceptional opulences of the Supreme Lord nor the manifestations of his divine energies. Both in the material world and in the spiritual world, his energies are distributed in every variety of manifestation. Now Krishna is describing what can be directly perceived by the common man. Thus part of his variegated energy is described in this way. Text 20.
Aham atma gudakesha sarvabhutasayastitaha aham adishta madhyam cha bhutanam anta eva cha.
I am the Supersoul, O Arjuna, seated in the hearts of all living entities. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings.
Purport. In this verse, Arjuna is addressed as Gudakesh, which means one who has conquered the darkness of sleep. For those who are sleeping in the darkness of ignorance, it is not possible to understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests himself in various ways in the material and spiritual worlds. Thus, this address by Krishna to Arjuna is significant. Because Arjuna is above such darkness, the Personality of Godhead agrees to describe his various opulences. Krishna first informs Arjuna that he is the soul of the entire cosmic manifestation by dint of his primary expansion. Before the material creation, the Supreme Lord, by his plenary expansion, accepts the Purusha incarnations, and from him everything begins. Therefore he is Atma, the soul of the Mahatattva, the universal elements. The total material energy is not the cause of the creation. Actually, the Mahavishnu enters into the Mahatattva, the total material energy. He is the soul. When Mahavishnu enters into the manifested universes, he again manifests himself as the Supersoul in each and every entity. We have experienced that the personal body of the living entity exists due to the presence of the spiritual spark. Without the existence of the spiritual spark, the body cannot develop. Similarly, the material manifestation cannot develop unless the Supreme Soul, Krishna, enters. As stated in the Subala Upanishad, Prakrityadi sarvabhutantaryami sarvasheshi cha narayanah. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is existing as the Supersoul in all manifested universes. The three Purusha avatars are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. They are also described in the Satvata Tantra. Vishnostu trini rupani purushakyam yato vidhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests three features as Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Chirodakshaya Vishnu in this material manifestation. The Mahavishnu or Karanadakshaya Vishnu is described in the Brahma Sanhita 547. Yakkaranam avajale bhajatisma yoga nidram. The Supreme Lord, Krishna, the cause of all causes, lies down in the cosmic ocean as Mahavishnu. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the beginning of this universe, the maintainer of the universal manifestations, and the end of all energy. Text 21.
Adityanam Ahang Vishnu Jyotisham Rabar Angshuman Marichi Madhutamasmi Nakshatranam Ahang Shashi.
Of the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Of lights, I am the radiant sun. Of the Maruts, I am Marichi. And among the stars, I am the moon. Purport. There are 12 Adityas, of which Krishna is the principal. Among all the luminaries twinkling in the sky, the sun is the chief. And in the Brahma Samhita, the sun is accepted as the glowing eye of the Supreme Lord. There are 50 varieties of wind blowing in space, and of these winds, the controlling deity, Marichi, represents Krishna. Among the stars, the moon is the most prominent at night, and thus the moon represents Krishna. It appears from this verse that the moon is one of the stars. Therefore, the stars that twinkle in the sky also reflect the light of the sun. The theory that there are many suns within the universe is not accepted by Vedic literature. The sun is one, and as by the reflection of the sun the moon illuminates, so also do the stars. Since Bhagavad Gita indicates herein that the moon is one of the stars, the twinkling stars are not suns, but are similar to the moon.
Text 22. Vedanam samavedosmi devanam asmi vasavaham indriyanam manaschasmi bhutanam asmi chetana.
Of the Vedas I am the Samaveda. Of the demigods I am Indra, the king of heaven. Of the senses I am the mind, and in living beings I am the living force, consciousness.
Purport.
The difference between matter and spirit is that matter has no consciousness like the living entity. Therefore, this consciousness is supreme and eternal. Consciousness cannot be produced by a combination of matter.
Text 23. Rudranam shankarascasmi vittesho yaksharakshasam vasunam pavakascasmi meru shakadinamaham.
Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Of the Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am the Lord of Wealth, Kuvera. Of the Vasus, I am Fire, Agni. And of Mountains, I am Meru.
Purport.
There are 11 Rudras, of whom Shankara, Lord Shiva, is predominant. He is the incarnation of the Supreme Lord in charge of the mode of ignorance in the universe. The leader of the Yakshas and Rakshasas is Kuvera, the master treasurer of the demigods, and he is a representation of the Supreme Lord. Meru is a mountain famed for its rich natural resources.
Text 24. Purodasam cha mukyam mam vidhipatam brihaspatim senaninam ahangskanda sadasamasmi sagara.
Of priests, O Arjun, know me to be the chief, Brihaspati. Of generals I am Kartikeya, and of bodies of water I am the ocean.
Purport.
Indra is the chief demigod of the heavenly planets and is known as the king of the heavens. The planet on which he reigns is called Indraloka. Brihaspati is Indra's priest, and since Indra is the chief of all kings, Brihaspati is the chief of all priests. And as Indra is the chief of all kings, similarly, Skanda, or Kartikeya, the son of Parvati and Lord Shiva, is the chief of all military commanders. And of all bodies of water, the ocean is the greatest. These representations of Krishna only give hints of his greatness.
Text 25. Maharshinam Brigraham Giramasmi Kamaksharam Yajnanam Japa Yajyosmi Stavaranam Himalaya.
Of the great sages I am Bhrigu. Of vibrations I am the transcendental Om. Of sacrifices I am the chanting of the holy names, Japa. And of immovable things I am the Himalayas.
Purport.
Brahma, the first living creature within the universe, created several suns for the propagation of various kinds of species. Among these suns, Bhrigu is the most powerful sage. Of all the transcendental vibrations, the Om, Omkar, represents Krishna. Of all sacrifices, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari is the purest representation of Krishna. Sometimes animal sacrifices are recommended, but in the sacrifice of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, there is no question of violence. It is the simplest and the purest. Whatever is sublime in the worlds is a representation of Krishna. Therefore, the Himalayas, the greatest mountains in the world, also represent him. The mountain named Meru was mentioned in a previous verse, but Meru is sometimes movable, whereas the Himalayas are never movable. Thus, the Himalayas are greater than Meru.
Text 26. Ashvatak sarva vrikshanam divashinam chanarado gandharvanam chittarata siddhanam kapilo muni.
Of all trees, I am the banyan tree, and of the sages among the demigods, I am Narada. Of the Gandharvas, I am Chitrarata, and among perfected beings, I am the sage Kapila.
Purport. The banyan tree, Ashvata, is one of the highest and most beautiful trees, and people in India often worship it as one of their daily morning rituals. Amongst the demigods, they also worship Narada, who is considered the greatest devotee in the universe. Thus, he is the representation of Krishna as a devotee. The Gandharva planet is filled with entities who sing beautifully, and among them, the best singer is Chitrarata. Amongst the perfect living entities, Kapila, the son of Devahuti, is a representative of Krishna. He is considered an incarnation of Krishna, and his philosophy is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Later on, another Kapila became famous, but his philosophy was atheistic. Thus, there is a gulf of difference between them.
Text 27. Uchaishavasam ashvanam vidhimam amitodbhavam airavatam gajendranam naranam chanaradipam.
Of horses know me to be Uchaishava, produced during the churning of the ocean for nectar. Of lordly elephants I am Airavata, and among men I am the monarch.
Purport. The devotee demigods and the demons, asuras, once took part in churning the sea. From this churning, nectar and poison were produced, and Lord Shiva drank the poison. From the nectar were produced many entities, of which there was a horse named Uchaishava. Another animal produced from the nectar was an elephant named Airavata. Because these two animals were produced from nectar, they have special significance, and they are representatives of Krishna. Amongst the human beings, the king is the representative of Krishna because Krishna is the maintainer of the universe, and the kings, who are appointed on account of their godly qualifications, are maintainers of their kingdoms. Kings like Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Parikshit, and Lord Ram were all highly righteous kings who always thought of the citizens' welfare. In Vedic literature, the king is considered to be the representative of God. In this age, however, with the corruption of the principles of religion, monarchy decayed and is now finally abolished. It is to be understood that in the past, however, people were more happy under righteous kings.
Text 28. Ayudhanam ahang vajram denunam asmikamaduk vajanas chasmikandarpa sarpanam asmivasuki.
Of weapons I am the thunderbolt. Among cows I am the Surabhi. Of causes for procreation I am Kandarpa, the god of love. And of serpents I am Vasuki.
Purport.
The thunderbolt, indeed a mighty weapon, represents Krishna's power. In Krishna Loka, in the spiritual sky, there are cows which can be milked at any time, and they give as much milk as one likes. Of course, such cows do not exist in this material world, but there is mention of them in Krishna Loka. The Lord keeps many such cows, which are called Surabhi. It is stated that the Lord is engaged in herding the Surabhi cows. Kandarpa is the sex desire for begetting good sons. Therefore, Kandarpa is the representative of Krishna. Sometimes sex is engaged in only for sense gratification. Such sex does not represent Krishna. But sex for generation of good children is called Kandarpa and represents Krishna.
Text 29. Anunchas chasmi naganam varano yadasamaham pitrinam oyama chasmi yamaksang yamatamaham.
Of the many hooded Nagas I am Ananta, and among the aquatics I am the demigod Varuna. Of departed ancestors I am Aryama, and among the dispensers of law I am Yama, the lord of death. Purport. Among the many-hooded Naga serpents, Ananta is the greatest, as is the demigod Varuna among the aquatics. They both represent Krishna. There is also a planet of Pitas, ancestors, presided over by Aryama, who represents Krishna. There are many living entities who give punishment to the miscreants, and among them Yama is the chief. Yama is situated in a planet near this earthly planet. After death, those who are very sinful are taken there, and Yama arranges different kinds of punishments for them.
Text 30. Prahladas chasmi daityanam kalakkalayatamaham mriganam cha mrigendroham vainate yastapakshinam.
Among the daitya demons I am the devoted Prahlad. Among subduers I am time. Among beasts I am the lion. And among birds I am Garuda.
Purport.
Diti and Aditi are two sisters. The sons of Aditi are called Adityas, and the sons of Diti are called Daityas. All the Adityas are devotees of the Lord, and all the Daityas are atheistic. Although Prahlad was born in the family of the Daityas, he was a great devotee from his childhood. Because of his devotional service and godly nature, he is considered to be a representative of Krishna. There are many subduing principles, but time wears down all things in the material universe and so represents Krishna. Of the many animals, the lion is the most powerful and ferocious. And of the million varieties of birds, Garuda, the bearer of Lord Vishnu, is the greatest.
Text 31. Bhavanak pavatamasmi ramakshastra mritamaham jashanam makarashchasmi srotasamasmi janavi.
Of purifiers I am the wind, of the wielders of weapons I am Rama, of fishes I am the shark, and of flowing rivers I am the Ganges.
Purport.
Of all the aquatics, the shark is one of the biggest and is certainly the most dangerous to man. Thus the shark represents Krishna.
Text 32. Sarganam adarantascha madhyam chayavaham arjuna adhyatma vidya vidyanam vadak prabhatatamaham.
Of all creations, I am the beginning and the end and also the middle, O Arjuna. Of all sciences, I am the spiritual science of the self. And among logicians, I am the conclusive truth.
Purport.
Among the created manifestations, the first is the creation of the total material elements. As explained before, the cosmic manifestation is created and conducted by Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Chirodakshaya Vishnu, and then again it is annihilated by Lord Shiva. Brahma is a secondary creator. All these agents of creation, maintenance, and annihilation are incarnations of the material qualities of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he is the beginning, the middle, and the end of all creation. For advanced education, there are various kinds of books of knowledge, such as the four Vedas, their six supplements, the Vedanta Sutra, books of logic, books of religiosity, and the Puranas. So altogether, there are 14 divisions of books of education. Of these, the book which presents Adhyatma Vidya, spiritual knowledge, in particular the Vedanta Sutra, represents Krishna. Among logicians, there are different kinds of argument. Supporting one's argument with evidence that also supports the opposing side is called jalpa. Merely trying to defeat one's opponent is called vitanda. But the actual conclusion is called vada. This conclusive truth is a representation of Krishna.
Text 33. Aksharanam akarosmi dvandva samasikasya ahamevakshaya kalo dataham vishvato mukha.
Of letters I am the letter A, and among compound words I am the dual compound. I am also inexhaustible time, and of creators I am Brahma. Purport. Akara, the first letter of the Sanskrit alphabet, is the beginning of the Vedic literature. Without Akara, nothing can be sounded. Therefore, it is the beginning of sound. In Sanskrit, there are also many compound words, of which the dual word, like Rama Krishna, is called Dvandva. In this compound, the words Rama and Krishna have the same form, and therefore the compound is called dual. Among all kinds of killers, time is the ultimate, because time kills everything. Time is the representative of Krishna, because in due course of time there will be a great fire and everything will be annihilated. Among the living entities who are creators, Brahma, who has four heads, is the chief. Therefore, he is a representative of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Text 34. Mrityu sarvaharaschaham udnavas chabavishyatam kirti shri vakcha narinam smitir medhandritikshama. I am all devouring death, and I am the generating principle of all that is yet to be. Among women, I am fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience. Purport. As soon as a man is born, he dies at every moment. Thus death is devouring every living entity at every moment, but the last stroke is called death itself. That death is Krishna. As for future development, all living entities undergo six basic changes. They are born, they grow, they remain for some time, they reproduce, they dwindle, and finally they vanish. Of these changes, the first is deliverance from the womb, and that is Krishna. The first generation is the beginning of all future activities. The seven opulences listed, fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience, are considered feminine. If a person possesses all of them or some of them, he becomes glorious. If a man is famous as a righteous man, that makes him glorious. Sanskrit is a perfect language and is therefore very glorious. If, after studying, one can remember a subject matter, he is gifted with a good memory or smriti. And the ability not only to read many books on different subject matters, but to understand them and apply them when necessary, is intelligence, medha, another opulence. The ability to overcome unsteadiness is called firmness or steadfastness, dhriti. And when one is fully qualified yet is humble and gentle, and when one is able to keep his balance both in sorrow and in the ecstasy of joy, he has the opulence called patience, kshama. Text 35. Brihatsama tata samnam gayatri chandasamaham masanam margashirshoham ritunam kusamakara. Of the hymns in the Sama Veda, I am the Brihatsama, and of poetry, I am the Gayatri. Of months, I am Margashirsha, November, December, and of seasons, I am flower-bearing spring. Purport. It has already been explained by the Lord that amongst all the Vedas, he is the Sama Veda. The Sama Veda is rich with beautiful songs played by the various demigods. One of these songs is the Brihatsama, which has an exquisite melody and is sung at midnight. In Sanskrit, there are definite rules that regulate poetry. Rhyme and meter are not written whimsically, as in much modern poetry. Amongst the regulated poetry, the Gayatri Mantra, which is chanted by the duly qualified Brahmins, is the most prominent. The Gayatri Mantra is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the Gayatri Mantra is especially meant for God realization, it represents the Supreme Lord. This mantra is meant for spiritually advanced people, and when one attains success in chanting it, he can enter into the transcendental position of the Lord. One must first acquire the qualities of the perfectly situated person, the qualities of goodness according to the laws of material nature, in order to chant the Gayatri Mantra. The Gayatri Mantra is very important in Vedic civilization and is considered to be the sound incarnation of Brahman. Brahma is its initiator, and it is passed down from him in disciplic succession. The month of November-December is considered the best of all months, because in India grains are collected from the fields at this time, and the people become very happy. Of course, spring is a season universally liked, because it is neither too hot nor too cold, and the flowers and trees blossom and flourish. In spring there are also many ceremonies commemorating Krishna's pastimes. Therefore, this is considered to be the most joyful of all seasons, and it is the representative of the Supreme Lord, Krishna.
Text 36. Dyutam chalayatamasmi dhejas chejas vinamaham jayosmi vivasayosmi satnam satvamatamaham.
I am also the gambling of cheats, and of the splendid I am the splendor. I am victory, I am adventure, and I am the strength of the strong. Purport. There are many kinds of cheaters all over the universe. Of all cheating processes, gambling stands supreme and therefore represents Krishna. As the Supreme, Krishna can be more deceitful than any mere man. If Krishna chooses to deceive a person, no one can surpass him in his deceit. His greatness is not simply one-sided, it is all-sided. Among the victorious, he is victory. He is the splendor of the splendid. Among the enterprising and industrious, he is the most enterprising, the most industrious. Among adventurers, he is the most adventurous, and among the strong, he is the strongest. When Krishna was present on earth, no one could surpass him in strength. Even in his childhood, he lifted Govardhan Hill. No one can surpass him in cheating, no one can surpass him in splendor, no one can surpass him in victory, no one can surpass him in enterprise, and no one can surpass him in strength.
Text 37. Vrishinam Vasudevosmi Pandavanam Dhananjaya Muninam Apyahum Vyasa Kavinam Mushanakavi.
Of the descendants of Vrishni I am Vasudev, and of the Pandavas I am Arjuna. Of the sages I am Vyas, and among great thinkers I am Ushana.
Purport.
Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Baladev is Krishna's immediate expansion. Both Lord Krishna and Baladev appeared as sons of Vasudev, so both of them may be called Vasudev. From another point of view, because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, all the forms of Krishna that appear elsewhere are his expansions. Vasudev is Krishna's immediate expansion, so Vasudev is not different from Krishna. It is to be understood that the Vasudev referred to in this verse of Bhagavad Gita is Baladev or Balaram, because he is the original source of all incarnations, and thus he is the sole source of Vasudev. The immediate expansions of the Lord are called Svangsha, personal expansions, and there are also expansions called Vibhinnaṃsha, separated expansions. Amongst the sons of Pandu, Arjuna is famous as Dhananjaya. He is the best of men, and therefore represents Krishna. Among the Munis, or learned men conversant in Vedic knowledge, Vyas is the greatest, because he explained Vedic knowledge in many different ways for the understanding of the common mass of people in this age of Kali. And Vyas is also known as an incarnation of Krishna. Therefore, Vyas also represents Krishna. Kavis are those who are capable of thinking thoroughly on any subject matter. Among the Kavis, Ushana, Shukracharya, was the spiritual master of the demons. He was an extremely intelligent and far-seeing politician. Thus, Shukracharya is another representative of the opulence of Krishna.
Text 38. Dando damayatamasmi Nitirasmi jagishitam maunam chayavasmi guhyanam jnanam jnanavatamaham.
Among all means of suppressing lawlessness, I am punishment, and of those who seek victory, I am morality. Of secret things, I am silence, and of the wise, I am the wisdom.
Purport.
There are many suppressing agents, of which the most important are those that cut down miscreants. When miscreants are punished, the agency of chastisement represents Krishna. Among those who are trying to be victorious in some field of activity, the most victorious element is morality. Among the confidential activities of hearing, thinking, and meditating, silence is most important, because by silence one can make progress very quickly. The wise man is he who can discriminate between matter and spirit, between God's superior and inferior natures. Such knowledge is Krishna himself.
Text 39.
Yachapi sarva bhutanam bijam tadaham arjuna na tadasti vinayatsyan maya bhutang characharam.
Furthermore, O Arjuna, I am the generating seed of all existences. There is no being, moving or non-moving, that can exist without me.
Purport.
Everything has a cause, and that cause or seed of manifestation is Krishna. Without Krishna's energy, nothing can exist. Therefore, he is called omnipotent. Without his potency, neither the movable nor the immovable can exist. Whatever existence is not founded on the energy of Krishna is called Maya, that which is not.
Text 40.
Nantosti mama divyanam vibhuti nam parantapa esha tu desha tak prokto vibhute vistaro maya.
Almighty conqueror of enemies, there is no end to my divine manifestations. What I have spoken to you is but a mere indication of my infinite opulences.
Purport.
As stated in the Vedic literature, although the opulences and energies of the Supreme are understood in various ways, there is no limit to such opulences. Therefore, not all the opulences and energies can be explained. Simply a few examples are being described to Arjuna to pacify his inquisitiveness.
Text
41. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam srimad ujitameva va tattadeva avagacchatvam mamate jongshasambhavam.
Know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor.
Purport.
Any glorious or beautiful existence should be understood to be but a fragmental manifestation of Krishna's opulence, whether it be in the spiritual or material world. Anything extraordinarily opulent should be considered to represent Krishna's opulence.
Text 42.
Atava bahunaite na kingate na tavarjuna vishtambhyaham idam kritsnam ekangshena stito jagat.
But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe.
Purport.
The Supreme Lord is represented throughout the entire material universes by his entering into all things as the Supersoul. The Lord here tells Arjuna that there is no point in understanding how things exist in their separate opulence and grandeur. He should know that all things are existing due to Krishna's entering them as Supersoul. From Brahma, the most gigantic entity, on down to the smallest ant, all are existing because the Lord has entered each and all and is sustaining them. There is a mission that regularly propounds that worship of any demigod will lead one to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the Supreme Goal. But worship of demigods is thoroughly discouraged herein, because even the greatest demigods like Brahma and Shiva represent only part of the opulence of the Supreme Lord. He is the origin of everyone born, and no one is greater than him. He is Asamaudva, which means that no one is superior to him, and that no one is equal to him. In the Padma Purana, it is said that one who considers the Supreme Lord Krishna in the same category with demigods, be they even Brahma or Shiva, becomes at once an atheist. If, however, one thoroughly studies the different descriptions of the opulences and expansions of Krishna's energy, then one can understand without any doubt the position of Lord Sri Krishna and can fix his mind in the worship of Krishna without deviation. The Lord is all-pervading by the expansion of his partial representation, the Supersoul, who enters into everything that is. Pure devotees, therefore, concentrate their minds in Krishna consciousness in full devotional service. Therefore, they are always situated in the transcendental position. Devotional service and worship of Krishna are very clearly indicated in this chapter in verses 8 through 11. That is the way of pure devotional service. How one can attain the highest devotional perfection of association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been thoroughly explained in this chapter. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan, a great acharya in disciplic succession from Krishna, concludes his commentary on this chapter by saying,
Yachaktileshat suryadhyaha bhavantyat yugratejasa yadangshe nandritam vishvam sakrishno dashamerchate.
From Lord Krishna's potent energy, even the powerful sun gets its power, and by Krishna's partial expansion, the whole world is maintained. Therefore, Lord Sri Krishna is worshipable. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of the opulence of the Absolute.
Chapter 11, The Universal Form. Text 1.
Arjuna Huvacha Madanungahaya Padamam Guya Madhyatna Sangitam Yatvayoktam Vachasthena Mohoyam Vigato Mama.
Arjuna said, by my hearing the instructions you have kindly given me about these most confidential spiritual subjects, my illusion has now been dispelled.
Purport.
This chapter reveals Krishna as the cause of all causes. He is even the cause of the Mahavishnu, from whom the material universes emanate. Krishna is not an incarnation. He is the source of all incarnations. That has been completely explained in the last chapter. Now, as far as Arjuna is concerned, he says that his illusion is over. This means that Arjuna no longer thinks of Krishna as a mere human being, as a friend of his, but as the source of everything. Arjuna is very enlightened and is glad that he has such a great friend as Krishna. But now he is thinking that although he may accept Krishna as the source of everything, others may not.